Board's meeting for Monday, February 13th, 2012. In our meeting today with the implication that will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Alford.
And with this.
Please, my ears. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here before our constituents and represent them in this county court of law. Father, I ask that you bless the families of Jefferson County as always with your mercy and your grace. I ask that you bless those overseas and at home fighting for our democracy. I ask that you give us the wisdom and the lead us out in the right direction in our hearts, in our will. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to award an RFP for digital conversion of microfilm images and indexing of official public records for Jefferson County Clerk to Manatron. Item B is to award a contract for a proposed water line for the City of Hampshire to T. Johnson Industries, Inc. in the amount of $959,898.21. And this is the project that's funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs Hurricane Ike disaster grant, now administered by the Texas GLO. Item C is to award and execute acceptance of an offer for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with ICS Jail Supplies, Inc. for item number 1 and number 5. Item D is to award and execute acceptance of an offer for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Robinson Textiles for item number 2. Item E is to award and execute acceptance of offer for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Bob Barker for items number 3, 4, and 9. Item F is to award and execute an acceptance of offer for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Charmtex for item number 6. Item G is to award and execute an acceptance of an offer for term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Tab Textiles for item number 7 and item number 8. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 1, the North Apron Grade Modification for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for final adjustment of quantities based on the final work installed in the amount of $569.14. Item I is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Chapter 263.152A1, be auctioned by Horns Auction Company, and that auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 3rd, 2012, at 9 a.m. I have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item A under County Commissioners can be tabled. Thankfully, because we've received enough rain. Item B is to consider setting a public hearing for 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, February 21st, 2012, to receive comments from the public relating to a potential order of Commissioner's Court vacating the Helena Road extension from State Highway 366 to Helena Avenue. That should at least be through the section of Helena Road extension owned by the City of Nederland.
Right.
Item C is to consider accepting transfer of 40 Nortel VoIP phones from the City of Beaumont, which were originally acquired by them through the use of a Homeland Security grant. That's at no cost to the county. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an abatement agreement between Praxair, Inc. and Jefferson County, and item E is to receive and file that executed agreement. Item F is to consider and possibly approve the resolution of consent for the Port Arthur Navigation District Industrial Development Corporation with respect to financing for Total Petrochemicals and Refining USA, Inc. pursuant to the Development Corporation Act, Section 501.159. Ms. Blackwell, just let me see. Can I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Blackwell, would you come to the podium, please? Understand that they're using Hurricane Ike disaster bonds to fund some industrial projects out there. And I have received this in writing, but I'm going to make sure that we get this on the record. Is that this does in no way invokes the full faith and credit of Jefferson County or of the Port Arthur Navigation District Industrial Development Corporation. This is solely a liability of Total Petrochem, their parent corporation.
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or any discussions on any of those other agenda items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And moving on to County Airport, item A is to consider and possibly approve amendment to all airport lease agreements allowing payment with credit card and or debit card, authorizing the airport to charge the cost of the transaction charged by the financial institution of the county to the lessee as a part of the rental fee. And
do we have an amendment?
And as we could actually amend that, say it could be a change to amend airport policy to allow the payment of lease fees by credit card, provided the lessee is amenable to reimbursing the county for our transactional costs. We have a motion on that amended language.
Move.
Second.
You feel comfortable with that DA's office? Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Judge. On the month-to-month lease agreements, will this be implemented on the next month's lease agreement? And
it will apply to any future payments, but not to any past payments. We're not going to try to go back retroactively and recover our transactional costs.
Okay.
Judge, I'd like to ask the airport director if she could make some comments briefly, a background on this, and what the options are for the tenants. She would.
Yes, sir. We basically, in going through and looking at some of our expenses and looking at our revenues, this was something that kind of popped up. We don't have a way to recover these costs, and they're increasing, and it's something that we anticipate could grow exponentially with no way to recover these costs. We're not proposing that we do this on our retail sales for fuel. We have a way to adjust those prices, but our leases, that's fixed costs based on the rental agreements that we have. The option to pay with a check is still available to all our tenants. There's no fee, of course, for that. And we have a new option that we're offering both for lease payments as well as our fuel payments. Because of the relationship we have with our fuel vendor, Phillips, they offer us a 0%. We don't have to pay any fee for the use of their credit card. So we're gonna pass that on to our customers. If they wanna use the Phillips card, we won't charge a fee for the use of that.
And they will be able to pay their rent if they so choose to continue with a credit card without having to pay the fee. They can use the Phillips card, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is, from my understanding, and auditing I'd spoken with a couple people at auditing, and it's something that they've been recommending for a while.
I think it's something that I'm not sure there's different avenues you're looking at.
Yes, we're looking at using certified payments because basically we won't have to handle any of that. It's kind of like we won't have to make any transactions and move money around. They handle all that for us. Other county departments already use them, and everybody that I've talked to that uses them is very pleased with their service and how that works out for the county.
So the airport is the last department that's been paying the fees?
I'm not sure if there's any other departments, but I spoke with about four other departments, and everyone I've spoken with in auditing and purchasing, they've recommended this is a good avenue to recoup these fees.
Okay. I just want to make sure our tenants still have options, so. Okay.
Well, I'm familiar with pretty much every governmental unit I've dealt with across the state, since I have a daughter with a heavy foot who's been stopped by various law enforcement agencies in various counties, and
transaction fee, a percentage or a floating number or a set amount based on the amount of the transaction or what? I know the credit cards charge a percentage. What is our situation gonna be?
The credit card companies, depending on the card, they charge a different fee. The way I understand it, Certified Payments works, they will take care of that fee so that we're not having to pay the credit card company that fee. It ranges anywhere from, I believe, 1.75% to 2.75%, depending on the card.
So you're basically implementing the same procedure that the JPs have implemented, the tax office?
Some of them use a flat fee, some of them use a percentage. In our case, I think the percentage based on the card is more appropriate because of the amounts that we're talking about. We're not talking about small fees here, we're talking about large amounts.
Right, and I appreciate you explaining that because I had several calls this tax season because I know the tax office does that. And a lot of people was kind of upset because on some of the higher taxed in properties they were having to pay, and I don't even want to guess the percentage, but now I understand. Thank you.
Yes, sir, it's a cost. If we don't pass it on to them, we have to pay it, and we have no way to recoup that.
And Jennifer, clarification, the Phillips card, is it like a Phillips fuel card, or is it a regular Visa, MasterCard, et cetera, type of
It's a
account?
Credit card. I'm not sure which company, but you can use it like you can use it for other things, not just the fuel, because we've checked into that and to make sure that you could use it for lease payments.
So as long as the user has a line of credit, it will allow them that a large assessment each month, they would be able to use it?
Yes, sir.
Without any fees?
Yes, sir. And they have a rewards program, too. I know a lot of people like the rewards they get on different cards or whatever, and they also have a program for that.
Deb?
Very good.
Ask you a question. Are all these departments coming through purchasing to do these things? Because I think it must be uniform.
Yes, sir. You would probably have to amend the certified
Okay. I'm gonna make sure that everybody's uniform.
That's one of the things that when Jennifer was talking to me this morning about this, that she went around and visited with all the other departments that have been utilizing the certified payments and went into using this system. So.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to pay regular county bills, check numbers 363-327 through 363-632. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a pipeline right-of-way and easement agreement with Chevron Phillips Chemical Company LP. This is the proposed 3-foot wide easement for 8-inch Chevron pipeline being relocated, track number 11 in the TNN ORR survey, section number 7, abstract number 230. The project is located in precinct 3 adjacent to Highway 365. This is not going to be a pipeline easement the county's going to receive any money for, mm-hmm. because, like most of them, we do, because this is part of that highway expansion on the Market Road 365 to Fort Offer. They have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And then under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for January 2012, including the year-to-date total of earnings on county funds. I have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Item A under the district attorney, and the only item is to consider possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county judge to execute a grant application. Jefferson County District Attorney's VAWA grant application number 1346615 in VAWA is violence against women. And with the Criminal Division of the Governor's Office for Funding September 1st, 2012 through August 31st, 2013. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Tuesday at 1:30? Do I have a second?
Second.
That's agreeable, then we will meet next Tuesday. Any other item that any member of the court wishes to bring before the public without taking action?
Yes, Judge. Commissioner Weaver, if you don't mind, would you ask Mosquito Control to be here next Thursday to give an update on why and what's going on with Mosquito Control? I understand, but they're calling my office asking me. He's telling me that it really needs to go out to the public where we are with the Mosquito Control, where mosquito issue.
Absolutely.
Mayor,